This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1601. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 26th, Algeria, Australia, Bangladesh, Belgium, Bhutan, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Diego Garcia, Djibouti, Ecuador, Faroe Islands, France, Indonesia, Madagascar, Malaysia, Mexico, Myanmar, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Sarawak, Serbia, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. North American Medium Wave DXers and any listener in Europe should note that two high-power Algerian frequencies, 531 and 549 kHz, have changed programming, according to the EBU via the Media Network blog on January 20th, saying that Radio Algeria has launched a new youth station. It's called JIL FM, J-I-L. It started January 15th on 94.7 FM. But they also mention these two medium wave frequencies to cover different parts of Algeria. This was previously listed on both medium wave frequencies as the main program one of Algerian radio. The story about JIL FM on AM does not even say whether it's in Arabic or French. Kent Murphy in West Virginia says he's getting some good afternoon listening from Radio Australia. 20 to 22 UT, a fairly good signal on 11660. And on Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 19 until 2030, there's some great vintage R&B music on 12080, although reception there is not very good. Ron Howard in California has been hearing Bangladesh Betar on 4750, still the only active shortwave frequency in that entire country. And currently, Radio Republic Indonesia is not being heard from Makassar on 4750. And in fact, Atsunori Ishida's website indicates it's one of many inactive Indonesian shortwave frequencies. As for Bangladesh, Ron heard it January 18th at 1320. Some marching band music at 1330. The bagpipe band at 1403, which he always hears at that time. News in Bengali, apparently, at 1405. Then on January 23rd, he reports again the usual format, including that bagpipe band music at 1403, but there was interference from China, which does remain active on 4750. More evidence that DRM is a menace to AM broadcasting and should not be mixed in with AM transmissions. I was hearing TDP radio on 17755 via the powerful French Guiana signal. It's on the air from 20 to 22 UT. But January 23rd, instead of just occupying the 10 kHz bandwidth, which DRM supposedly uses, I could hear the DRM noise gradually declining out to plus and minus 23 kHz from the center frequency, 17732 to 17778. Of January 25th, another update about the Bhutan Broadcasting Service from Ron Howard. He received a reply to his sending them a happy Lunar New Year wish. Tinley Dorji, the transmission head, said, "At present, both our transmitters are down and off the air. That's 5030 and 6035. So we're trying to do our best to solve the problem." Ron says it must be serious, as it's almost a month that BBS has had the problem. In the Radio Escutas group, someone going by the name of Derval 1503 says they heard Radio Gazeta on 15325, January 24th at 1740, with a reasonable signal. This station has been thought to be closed down, off the air, inactive. It's not even listed in the current World Radio TV handbook. But it had been listed as a power of only 1 kilowatt. So give it a try, 15325 for Radio Gazeta, São Paulo, at least around 1730. A reminder that time is running out for Radio Bulgaria on shortwave. They're to close down permanently as of 2200 UT, or local midnight, on January 31st. Since this news came out, there's been lots of correspondence about it. People writing to Radio Bulgaria, urging them to retain shortwave, and they have replied, most of them coming in English, from Viera Popova, one of the hosts at the station. For example, she replied to Chrissy Brandon, the British DX Club, "I sympathize with all the people for whom access to our station would get difficult, if not impossible. However, there's no coming back, and this decision has not been within our power. We need to move on and try to give our best. I was wondering whether their DX program would continue to be produced, since it deals mainly with shortwave." And Viera Popova already answered that question to John Filiozzi. "For the time being, we are going to keep our answering your letters and DX programs, which are highly appreciated by our listeners. We're thinking of diversifying our topics and introducing new features after we cease shortwave." And John Filiozzi points out that Radio Bulgaria is not one of the stations offered by WRN. If they were, then depending on the timing, it could effectively be on shortwave again, indirectly and unintentionally, via WRMI on 9955. The Spanish section of Radio Bulgaria has also been replying to listeners along similar lines, such as Jose Bueno, Juan Franco Crespo, and Yimber Gaviria. And I translate a pertinent portion. "Unfortunately, the decision is final. Budget cuts are a fact and no change. Still, we are very grateful for these expressions of love and affection." And KimAndrewElliott.com says, "I remember in the 1960s, Radio Sofia was one of the reliable signals on shortwave. Its interval signal at the time was 10 notes from Youth March played on organola." An organola is actually an accordion-type instrument. He says, "I can't find any recording of that old interval signal, since replaced by the first notes of Bulgarian Suite by Pancho Vladigerov, really. Now Radio Bulgaria must face a new type of competition between its own media. Now that its audience must access the station via internet, will they continue to listen to the audio, or will they prefer to read the content off the website? And if text is preferred, Radio Bulgaria will also have to compete with Novinite.com, the Sofia news agency, at least in English. Or will they bother to visit the website at all, preferring to let the content come to their Twitter and or Facebook accounts? And will Radio Bulgaria pick up additional audience through Google and other web searches? For the past few weeks, we have not heard much Firedrake in our mornings as we used to, on maybe a dozen frequencies at once. That's the all-traditional music instrumental jamming that China applies to Sound of Hope and some other stations, mostly on out-of-band frequencies where they try to operate. However, on January 25th, Ron Howard in California says, a major change for Sound of Hope, instead of being on mostly during their morning, they were predominantly broadcasting during their evening around 12:30 UT, when he found them on all these frequencies with varying quality, but most of them at least good. 11500, 12230, 12600, 12980, 13130, 13680, 14700, 14970, 15970, 16100, 16920, and 17250. I have discovered that due to some kind of weird misprogramming, the Chinese transmitter site at Kunming, just before the 1400 Nepali service of CRI, continues to broadcast the interval signal of Radio Exterior de España at 1358 UT, not only on 7220Y, where I first heard it 2 years ago, but also on the parallel 7435, for 2 minutes, just before 1400. There is a relay of Spain before that hour for 2 hours, but on a different frequency. On January 23rd, Harold Sellers in British Columbia asked, "Is anyone hearing AFN Diego Garcia on 4319 USB or 12759. I've checked numerous times in recent weeks, but have not heard them. And that brought a number of replies. Tudor Vidianu in Romania had heard 4319 as recently as January 2nd, when he made a recording. Also, Walt Salmaniv in B.C. says, all I hear is a loud utility station on 4319, apparently military, maybe even Canadian. Mauro Giroletti in Italy did log AFN Diego Garcia January 16th at 1944 on 4319 with a port affair signal. And Brian Clark from New Zealand, but visiting Singapore, heard AFN 4319 January 14th at 1356 with pop and rap music, a very good signal. But on January 17th at 1404, there were audio problems, again with a badly distorted signal. And on January 21st, he said it was audible again at a very good level at 1412, again with musical programming rather than the news and talk, which we tend to think of as standard for AFN outlets. Derek Lynch in Ireland reports Radio Djibouti is back on 4780, heard with a strong signal and typical Horn of Africa music, January 23rd at 2030 UT. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania has also been monitoring this just about every day. He can hear it both at sign-off and sign-on times, which are roughly 2100 and 0300 UT, with considerable variation. Anker Peterson in Denmark says it had been very irregular, but a stronger and more stable signal was heard on the 17th through 20th of January between 1430 and 1940, with news and talks presumably in Somali and Afar, often mentioning Djibouti and Somalia. However, there is a strong, noisy utility transmitter, often disturbing Djibouti, if you listen on USB or AM, but not in LSB. We reported last week that Radio Quito, La Voz de la Capital in Ecuador, had reactivated. It was widely heard on UT January 12th, just below 4919 kHz. But as I expected, it was gone again, maybe not to return for another few months. But it fooled us, it did come back, but only apparently for a couple of nights, January 20th and 21st. It seemed to be on the air all night on the 21st. But not heard since. Besides Algeria on 531 kHz, another powerful transmitter across the Atlantic is from the Faroe Islands. Kai Ludwig forwards news from the ADX mailing list, where Eric Kuglan reported that 531 had been using the full 100 kilowatts after storms damaged a number of FM transmitters. Usually they've been limiting the output to only 25 kilowatts. And it has been reported occasionally from North America. And now about the situation at Radio France International. On January 20th, Sergei S. reported the strike seemed to be over. At least the Russian service was back with its usual diet of anti-Putin propaganda. RFI says it's against the merger with France 24 because it would mean the end of different language services. Andy Lavendale in Italy replied the deal was suspended by a Paris court pending a kind of accountability report. Later on, the ministry declared that its publication in the official journal by decree would remove any obstacle. And then L'Express reported January 24th via the Media Network blog that the merger should be completed this week. The management of RFI has received official terms of reference for merger of the radio station with Televisions France 24 from the Ministry of Communication and would hold a Works Council consultation on Thursday. On January 16th, the Paris Court of Appeals suspended consultation on the proposed merger until the definitive version of the terms of reference had been received. RFI management confirmed it received the relevant document several days ago. This was as of January 24th. The meeting will see the formal presentation of the terms of reference to the RFI Works Council. And on Friday, the boards of RFI and L'Audiovisuel Extérieur de la France, AEF, consisting of RFI, France 24, and TV5 Monde, are expected to confirm their approval of the merger plan. Via FM, AM, USB, Internet, satellite, and shortwave, this is World of Radio, number 1601. Our address, WORADIO@yahoo.com. Her contributions may be sent via PayPal, as Mike Bew in Austin, Texas did. Thanks to him for financial support this week. Or you may reach us with a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. Much more information freely available via our website, worldofradio.org. After a two-week break, I discovered Voice of Indonesia back on the air, January 23rd at 14:30 amid the Indonesian language hour, slightly below 9526. They must have cobbled together some needed part to return to the air, but it's still very weak and still off frequency. It's no improvement over previous reception. Atsunori Ishida, who keeps track of Indonesian shortwave broadcasts at rri.jpn.org, says they were back January 23rd for the first time since January 9th, and they continue to be heard through the 25th. You can try for the English hours around 1300 or 1900. I was surprised to get a trace of this characteristic off-frequency signal just before 2100 UT, when they should have been in French, but Atsunori Ishida says that day they were in Japanese. As for the tropical Indonesians, his website shows the only ones currently active are Wamena on 4870 and Palangkaraya on 3325. However, Ron Howard in California has been monitoring those and says that 3325 has been off the air more than on, although RNM Madagascar continues to be reported mostly on 5010. Alan Pennington in the UK, the British DX Club, reported on one occasion he was hearing a weak African station on 4910, January 20th at 1809, presumed to be the alternate frequency of Madagascar. It was in AM plus upper sideband with no lower sideband, and on this occasion it was missing from 5010. It went off abruptly at 1831. On January 20th, a new station appeared on 11630, reported by Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, at 1815 with pop music, phone calls. Sounded somewhat like Arabic. Quran was at 2125, still on the air at 2138. What could it be? Seichi Hasegawa in Japan says, I think it's a new frequency for RTV Malaysia and the Kajang site near Kuala Lumpur. Alan Davies in Jakarta agrees, as of January 21st at 0830, it's in Malay, parallel to 9835. Same strength as RTM's other Sarawak network on 11665, very strong on the new frequency, 11630. And Jorge Freitas credits another Brazilian, Alex Roberti of Paraiba State, hearing it first on the 19th of January. Then it's monitored by Ron Howard in California, who says Sarawak FM via RTM on 11630, assumed via the Kajang site, heard randomly from 0955 to 1120. And Ron speculates, with Sarawak FM now having two shortwave frequencies, perhaps RTM will start a second shortwave frequency for the other station, YFM. So look for another frequency to be parallel to 11665. Then Jorge Freitas files several more logs of all three of those Malaysian frequencies, mostly in the morning, but some also in the evening. On rare, unpredictable occasions, Radio Educación in Mexico City stays on its shortwave frequency long past its nominal close down around sunrise at 1200 UT. This happened again January 23rd, when I was hearing 6185 past 1400 UT, although quite weak, but it was in Spanish, and I got an ID. I recall that on previous occasions this has also occurred on Mondays, and perhaps it's due to having a different operator on duty Sunday nights and Monday mornings who may forget to turn off the shortwave transmitter. And here's another new frequency from Asia to report. On January 21st at 1325, Joe's Jacob in India was hearing Burmese on 7100, a very strong signal, not yet identified. Jim Young in California also heard it on the same date, around 1348, past 1420, but it went off at 1430. Seichi Hasegawa and other Japanese DXers were also monitoring it and made a recording at 1230. It didn't really sound like Burmese, perhaps a minority language or something resembling Vietnamese. Then on January 22nd, he found it signing on at 0830. And Ron Howard identified it that day, as he frequently monitors Myanmar on other frequencies and recognized what it was, with music and chimes, which he's heard before on other Myanmar frequencies. I could also hear what was presumably this, but just a weak carrier, January 22nd at 1349 on 7100. However, when I checked January 24th around 1405, there was nothing on that frequency, but instead something had appeared on 7110. And yes, it turned out that's the same station which moved up 10 kilohertz, as confirmed by Ron Howard and Seichi Hasegawa and Joe's Jacob, also heard by Robin Harwood in Tasmania and by Bruce Fisher in Massachusetts. The following day, January 25th, Joe's Jacob in India says he was hearing them on 7110 at 0100 UT in a local language. On the 26th, Joe's confirmed that the schedule for the morning broadcast on 7110 was 2330 to 0130 UT. However, there were test tones as early as 2320. 15120 is a well-known frequency of Voice of Nigeria. Among other times, they have English at 1500. However, on January 23rd, Noel Green in England was hearing an unknown station playing non-stop Afro-pop music much earlier at 1130 UT on 15120, past 1415. Very good audio quality, so unlikely the old Ikorodu transmitter site of Voice of Nigeria, leading us to speculate it's another test of the new Abuja shortwave site, also a Voice of Nigeria. The old one came on at 1500 UT. Jari Savolainen in Finland found them interfering with each other. The Afropop station heard earlier was actually 150 Hz below 15120. However, this did not happen again on January 24th or 25th. Wolfgang Buschel says, I guess Radio Nigeria has no full access to the new Abuja site, 25 months after the completion date of December 09, because they never paid the bill to Thales and Tomcast, and therefore the transmitter unit is sealed. So if a new test or maintenance broadcast appears from the site, one of the Swiss-French engineers would be visiting again. On January 26th, there was an army mutiny in Papua New Guinea, continuing strife over who should be prime minister. It might be interesting to monitor some of the PNG shortwave frequencies, especially all those on the 90-meter band, the ones which may be active or might be reactivated or with extended schedules. Ron Howard in California has been checking them and found that 3325 Bougainville was apparently signing off earlier than before, not heard after 1200 UT. This time to hear them all is probably before 1200, but perhaps in some cases later, such as 3365 Milne Bay, which was on until 1404, January 25th. Then Mauno Ritola confirmed that Bougainville went off at exactly 1200 UT, 3325, rather than the Indonesian. Ralph Perry in Illinois has been chasing the new Peruvian we mentioned, Aroma Cafe Radio, 10 hertz below 6060. He says there's a very limited window for hearing it. It signs on around 1100, and there's overwhelming co-channel interference starting at 1120. However, Chuck Boland in Florida thinks he heard Aroma Cafe just before Havana came on at 2359. When the 10-meter band is open, a reminder to look for harmonics of broadcast signals, which of course will be in the AM mode. Giampiero Bernardini in Milano, Italy, reports to PlayDX, hearing the voice of Russia in Turkish, January 22nd at 1415 on 29080, fair signal. That's the fourth harmonic of 7270. Last week we had news of Radio Free Sarawak at 10 to 12 UT on 15420, presumed to be via Tajikistan, a site they had used in the past, but the ALKI schedule currently shows the site is instead Palau. Thanks to Ron Howard for pointing that out. Stan Schmidt in Indiana found International Radio Serbia 6190 off schedule. UT Thursday, January 26, tuned in at 0130 for English, but it was already underway and signed off abruptly at 0147 and came back right on in Serbian. So English must have started about 0117 on that occasion. We continue to hear Radio Taiwan International in the wrong language on certain WYFR relay transmissions. At 02 to 03, English is not only on 5950 and 9680 as usual, but also on 9355, which is supposed to be in Spanish. However, WYFR tells me they are deleting that transmission for 1 hour, effective on the 1st of February. The 11-meter low-power broadcast relays in the Metroplex continue to be heard overseas, but when sporadicky or short skip is working, can also be heard much closer. Harold Froge in Michigan was hearing the pair in Dallas on 25910 and 25990, but the higher one, instead of carrying KSCS as usual, was relaying KLIF, Talk Radio 570, January 22nd at 2035. I wonder if they're under the same ownership. And at the same time, he had an NID relay of a broadcast station on 26,000 even. Another six-hour test of the WTWW number 2 transmitter has been postponed. However, there's a good chance it will take place this Saturday, January 28th, with Ted Randall taking call-ins. 22 UT on 9990 and midnight to 4 on 5085. That is into UT Sunday. Would listeners please check whether there is any problem with spurs or noise around each frequency? The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued January 24th. After geomagnetic storms with ANK indices reaching 20 and 5 on January 25th, it's back down to 5 and 2 or 8 and 3 through February 20th. Solar flux dropping from 145 January 27th to 135 on January 30th to February 2nd, and rising to a peak of 155 February 11th to 13th. That's World of Radio 1601. I'm Glenn Hauser.